Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm going diving on Monday down in the Florida Keys. We're going to try to check in with Captain Slate here in just a bit and get a boat report and find out how the conditions are shaping up for my first ocean dive since open heart surgery. Now, in the studio, we have Dr. Doug Ebersole and his wife, Carol. She's a physician as well, right, Doug?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, here's Carol.
But you do everything but the heart. You let him handle the heart?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that sounds like we're on the heels of Valentine's Day kind of thing, or is that just the way it worked out?
It worked out.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But she does everything but the heart, and then he covers that base, and so they're a pretty good team, and they're rebreather divers to boot. So it's a special treat to have them in the studio today. If you have any questions, 888-88-SCUBA. Also in the studio, my good friend Casey is with us.
Hey, that's a problem with her being a doctor, too, because I can already see Drunken Sailor conjuring up some new song.
Yeah, well, it could happen because he's here, too, and God knows he's probably getting inspired or he's drinking.
Dr.
Dorothy, is it?
No, I think Carol.
Dr. Carol?
Yeah.
Ma'am, madam.
Okay.
Is it true that the real heart doesn't look like shaped like the candy box? That's a myth.
Not quite sure what to say to that.
Yeah, don't say anything. Just ignore them is what you should
see,
do.
No, look away. Not even she knows.
Don't look them in the eye, whatever you do. My buddy Mark is here. He's going to go diving with us down there in the Keys. Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, how you doing, man?
You ready to dive?
You betcha.
And it's going to be fun. And then Marie has popped up into the studio to boot. So she's an old friend as well from back in the day at the Martin Dive Club. Marie, how are you? Just say hi, Marie, for now.
Hi, Marie.
Okay. She knows the routine.
Divers.
Yes. Good for her. God bless you for being here. And so we got a big party going on, and it's going to actually head over to Seminole Scuba. We'll talk about that in just a bit as Casey plays with the Megahorn siren there in the background. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. And
what's going
on? And who else is there? Oh, Pup's still with us. Yeah, the Scuba Cowboy. So we got a full crew.
It.
Yeah, man. If that weren't enough, let's go to the phones. Yeah, it never is. So who do we got there? This is Crockett. Crockett, how are you, buddy?
Good, Greg. I got a question for Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug has a question. Okay, what's your question there, Crockett? What's going on?
Okay. I hit the big 62 here just a few months ago, and I saw something about Stan Waterman kept diving until he was like 92.
Yeah.
Is there any suggestion as far as, is there any rule of thumb as far as how long you can dive, or is it like any other kind of physical exercise?
What do you think here, Dr. Doug?
That's a good question. There is no particular age when you need to, quote, hang up your fins, so to speak. It's all a matter of keeping yourself healthy. And what happens is, as we start our diving, if you start as a young child, you're somewhat dependent on adults or buddies or whatever. And then we become independent for a period of time. Usually as we get older and develop medical conditions or orthopedic conditions, we may need a little bit of help. So sometimes as people get older because of orthopedic issues, they may need some help, putting their gear on in the water or getting things taken off and so forth. But as long as you're aware of your limitations, people can easily safely dive well late into their 70s and 80s.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, there you go. The Drunken Sailor, though, are there some things that he should take into consideration before even thinking about doing such activities?
Well, he would have to first not be the Drunken Sailor. But
there's that.
How about just crazy?
crazy.
We never dive early in the morning. I had a question.
Okay.
Is the caller there?
No, I let him go.
How old did he say he was?
62, yeah.
Well, the age is 63. You have to stop diving. I'm sorry. Next caller.
Okay. That wasn't Dr. Drunken Sailor. As much as he almost took on that persona there for a minute, he's an imposter.
So I'm as much of a doctor as Dr. Phil.
Okay.
Is a doctor.
Yeah, you're going to give psychology and type of advice or something?
Not for free, I'm not.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, please don't. Let's talk about some other stuff. We brought Marie into the studio, and she's going to join us at Seminole Scuba a little bit later on. She decided she'd come on over a little bit early, hang out with us on the show today. And we'll tell you about what's going on with Seminole Scuba here in just a bit. But Marie just went diving. And was it yesterday, Marie, that you were over at Devil's Den? Is that where you were hanging?
Yes, or what? That was the first time I went over there. It was awesome diving.
Oh, it was the first time you've been to Devil's Den?
Yes.
All right. So were you going over there with a group, with the dive club?
Some of my dive club members. There was about four other guys. We went over there for for a few hours, and it was 71 degrees. It wasn't that bad, temperature, and it was a good dive.
71. That sounds cold to me. And I got to tell you, since open heart surgery, I have been definitely more susceptible to coldness. You hear what I'm saying, Dr. Doug? I think it's my warm water wussiness has actually increased by a notch or two
Probably so.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm actually taking a 3 mil down to the Keys to dive on Monday, and I think the water temp should be at least 75. Better be 75. But 71 sounds...
Greg the Sissy Dive Master.
Well, I've never denied that. But 71 sounds a little bit too much on the shrinkage size.
What'd I say, nipple?
What? I don't know. What was that?
It's a little nipply outside.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But what were you diving there, Marie? You said it was okay.
I had a 3 mil.
You had a 3 mil at 71... Okay.
And I was a little chilly, so I waited for the four guys I was with before they would tell me they were cold, and they were finally, one came up to me and said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Fine," and about 10 minutes later, he goes, "You want to go up?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So I was waiting for one of those guys to tell me it was time to go.
All right, you're going to have one of the guys cave before she was.
That's... Look, as an instructor who stayed in Springs a lot, it's always cold at 71.
Well, I would tend to agree with you a little bit on that.
I was across the street from her yesterday at Blue Grotto.
So right, really?
And if you want to feel like a wuss, I was actually in a dry suit, as were the two guys I was with. All three of us were in dry suits.
That's just not right.
That's a real Florida diver right there. I'm telling you what.
And your rebreather?
Absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Really? You were doing the rebreather? Well, I guess you'd go so long, it'd be an issue.
Well, yeah, I just dive dry suits when I dive in the springs. But there's a new KISS rebreather called the Sidewinder that's a side mount rebreather. I was just kind of getting some hours on it and working on configuration and so forth.
Got it. Well, sounds good. Now, Devil's Den, Marie, what do you think? Was it did it live up to its expectations? Because I've dove that back in the day, and it's very creepy. It's it's Devil's Den. It's where the devil hangs, right?
That's true, but I went through I followed one of my the guys that I went with, and who was also his first time there, and I was like, maybe I shouldn't be following him because he doesn't know anything about Devil's Den.
Oh,
but
well,
you know, there's
good.
The signs that tell you do not enter, so that's where you don't go by. So it was awesome diving, and I think that's a good checkout dive in the spring. You know, before you do the heavy dive, do all the big diving, because my BC failed when I was there yesterday, so...
It failed?
It started pump... the air goes...
Inflating.
Inflating. It wouldn't stop inflating, so I didn't really need it in the spring. So I just made sure I had an integrated BC, so I just put the weights in, and you really just watch your breathing, so...
Interesting. Okay. But, underwater, it's pretty easy to navigate. You just go in a circle.
Isn't that those do not enter signs? Aren't those the signs we covered up the do not part when Drunken Sailor dives with us?
We have one on the front of the studio door.
Yeah, there. Okay. And, I just wanted to be sure that was the same sign.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to understand what that means.
That's it, Casey. Keep dancing on the minefield.
Oh, boy. All right, so but you did the Devil's Den thing, and the thing is, when you walk down those stairs to the swim platform, where you jump off into the water, it's kind of foreboding looking because you have all this moss hanging down from the ceiling still, right? It still looks
There's
pretty
creepy.
There's
a bunch creepy. Of big fish in there too.
Well, there might be. I don't know.
Catfish,
Marie,
bass.
Did you didn't see that many.
I don't remember seeing much as far as life down there. It was
okay.
Devils
maybe it was
down
just
there.
Me. I don't know.
Well, you've been there many times back in the day, right, Casey?
Yeah, I've been there with classes and groups, and the fish population does fluctuate, I guess, with the water flow.
Hmm. Okay.
I saw lance bass one time, but it wasn't in the spring.
Yeah, okay.
It was in a locker room.
Just be quiet. My God. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I love it, too. But that's Captain Slate. He's moved down the road from Key Largo, though, now. And he's down in the Tavernier area. But he's on the phone with us. Captain Slate, how are you, buddy?
Hey, buddy. That was a good old day. What did I say? I mean, that was just a few days ago, wasn't it? At Scuba Radio's first show and second show.
Yes. How about that? Yeah, it was crazy. You know how time flies when you're having so much fun. But,
that's exactly right.
But you know what? It comes all around. It comes back around every now and then. Here we go. We're going to dive with you on Monday. I'm so excited. This is going to be my first dives since open heart surgery. And just so you know, just so we're properly prepared, I'm bringing a doctor, a cardiologist, down with me. Just in case.
Well, we won't need him, but he'll have fun diving with us.
I think he will. Have you been down there with him before there?
Yeah, multiple times.
Okay. Yeah.
I used to be with TJ at Off the Wall Divers and Off the Wall Adventures. We used to get out with you guys all the time.
Oh, there you go. See?
Hey, Captain, it's Casey. How you doing? Could you tie a ballyhoo to Greg? We want to really test this heart thing.
Oh, quit it. Quit it. Yeah,
we'll have all kinds of ballyhoo. We'll go out and have some fun with the big eels and the sharks, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. You going to be able to dive with us, too, there, Captain Slate, or do you know?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, buddy, at least in the morning. I'll see about the afternoon. But Frazier's coming down to video, too.
Oh, that's awesome. I was hoping he would come out. I know Pete from Scuba Board's been talking about joining us. So I don't know. There might be a small little crowd that wants to try to jump on the boat
Let's do it.
You got three boats down there right now, don't you? You got three different boats operating. Is that the deal?
Yep. Yeah. Two 40-footers and a 30. I got my island hopper. But, yeah, we're skies out right now with the Lost Continent, and it's a beautiful day. If you look on our webpage, it's barely 1 foot sea. It's been good weather. Going to hold for the weekend, and hopefully Monday they're saying 10 knots. I think it'll probably be less than that, but we'll be good.
Well, I have no doubt. It'll be fun just to being able to hang out. Diving is going to be icing on the cake, but I hope to get out there and do a little water work. You know what I'm saying? I just got to get wet again. It's been too long. I've had the longest surface interval in over 20 years, and it's been too long.
I had ankle surgery last February, and it was, 6 or 8 weeks, maybe 2 months before I got back in. Well, I wasn't happy about that at all.
Well, okay. So, but you felt good once you did, though, didn't you? Right?
Absolutely. Best therapy in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Best therapy for sure. I have no doubt about it. And just to be able to hang with you guys, it'll be fun. So what have you been seeing down there in, you're diving where? Right off of Tavernier or Penny Camp or
right
where?
Yeah, right off of Tavernier Creek. We go up to, we're going down the wrecks, the Duane and the Bibb and Molasses, and on the quick boat, we go up to the Spiegel Grove.
Yeah.
And we dive the Eagle. Those are two close wrecks, and a lot of fun. It's just a beautiful reef out here. It's just a lot of life. And I mean, it's the same reef system that we have in Key Largo. It's just extended down and goes all the way down to Alligator Light.
Got it. So is that inside the Marine Park or outside the Marine Park?
It's just south of Penny Camp Park, but it's still in a National Marine Sanctuary.
Ah.
In reality, even in Key Largo, you really don't dive in Penny Camp Park. It only goes out 3 miles.
Oh, okay.
You're still diving in the National Marine Sanctuary.
Okay.
And that's what we're diving in here.
So all your diving that you do now is in the sanctuary, or is there any lobstering stuff going on with you?
Oh, no,
well?
You can lobster in the sanctuary.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh. Well, see, it's been too long. I got to get my boundaries right. I'm not planning to do any lobstering, but being that I am the lobster slayer, I have a feeling I might get down there and see one or two and go, oh, gosh, here we go.
And you'll catch them. And we can even spearfish in a lot of the spots out here, too.
You won't catch lobsters with Greg.
No, yeah, that's a lie. That's just a lie.
Yeah,
so.
Now tell them the truth, Greg. Tell them who the lobster slayer is. You know it.
That would be, well, that's a scuba cowboy talking smack right now, but just don't believe him.
Scuba cowboy, all right.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm all right, man. See,
good,
I'm going to see your name, I guess, playing somewhere else, though.
Wait, say it again. What did you say, Slate? Say it again.
Well, I saw him at somewhere in that recent show where he was playing away.
Well, he was at the, the Texas show. Were you at the Texas show? Pup, you were playing there at the Texas show, right? A couple weeks ago?
Dallas.
But I saw him before then. I know. He's always playing. He's always busy with all the girls throwing kisses at him, so I just stood back and watched.
Yeah, kisses, bras, panties, I don't know. It's just what he does. You know, God bless him.
He's just like David Cassidy.
Okay.
Yeah, he is.
brother. So, anyway.
Danny Bonaducci.
Okay.
I could have easily stayed and gone diving with you guys if Greg would actually told me this was planned out.
Oh, I told you this years ago.
You didn't tell me anything.
He said, don't tell Pop.
But I'm going to go down and dive with Captain Slate. I promised him I would next
time.
There
you
go.
Absolutely.
Right.
As you should. Yeah. As you should. Yeah, but we're just going down for a quick dip. Just Monday and Tuesday, we're going to do some diving and that kind of thing. But how are the critters doing down there? Are they, you're doing the creature feature? That's on Fridays and Sundays, right?
Yeah, I'll do it in the morning. And, of course, I'll do it Monday morning with you, and hopefully they'll still be hungry. And we got 4 to 5 big moray eels, 3 or 4 nurse sharks. The cuda is sporadic because they're kind of skittish down here because a lot of people fish for them. They can. But we'll have a lot of fun, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Well, I have no doubt about that myself. It'll be fun just to hang out. Dive God, Neil's talked about coming down on Monday and joining us for dinner or a happy hour thing after Monday's afternoon's dives. Or
good.
Who knows what might happen. Walt DeMartini's coming down as well.
Oh, wait a minute. I have to check with the police on that one.
Yeah,
I don't know about that guy.
I probably shouldn't have told you about that. But,
I'll put him on notice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Captain Slade, I look forward to it. We'll tell everybody how it went next week, and we'll bring the recorder down and maybe do some recording for the show that airs next Saturday. But I appreciate it, you setting it up, and look forward to hanging with you on Monday, my friend.
We're going to have fun. You bet.
Absolutely. There you go. Captain Slate from Captain Slate's. Just go to CaptainSlate.com. You can check in with him and book a dive and that kind of thing, and check out his relatively new location. He's been there, for like a year or so now, I think, right there in Tavernier. And everything's right there, right off of US 1. It's pretty convenient as well. If that weren't enough, we're going to stay down at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. The Islander, which is a spectacular property. I've been wanting to go down and hang with them as well. So we're going to do that as well. So you'll hear all about that next Saturday on the show. And like I said, I'll take the recorder out there during our surface interval in between dives and maybe give everybody a little taste of what the whole experience is like. So I'm looking forward to it. I know Mark is looking forward to it. Mark and Mike are both coming to M&M. We'll talk about their recent dive experiences here next. And don't forget, we got Dr. Doug in the studio as well. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, getting ready to go diving with Captain Slate here on Monday. I can't wait. But we got to do this thing with Seminole Scuba here tonight. We'll tell you all about it here in just a bit. But I got to do a little shout out to my good buddy Bob Evans from Force Fins. He's the only guy who still sends me cards. He's old school, like that way. He is he's such a treat. And here's what he says: Greg, I love you. And that's all
isn't that a restaurant, Greg? Really? Didn't you just get a gift card from the restaurant?
You know what? Now that you mention it, I do get a 2-for-1 eggs and ham sandwich.
No ham for you. Yeah. No salt. No salt. Fat. No.
Yeah. Also, a little shout out to Elise and Morton Petcher. Now, they are the photographers that I always see at the DEMA show. Especially Elise. She's so cool. She comes up and takes pictures of the Scuba Radio crew every time we do the DEMA show, and she's always so outgoing. She's in the Women's Diver Hall of Fame. She's quite an accomplished person on many levels, but her photography is phenomenal. And her and Morton have just released a book called Skyward Bound about hot air ballooning. And the reason I bring it up is I congratulate them, first off, but it's about hot air ballooning. What does that have to do with me? Well, evidently enough to get mentioned in the back of the book is one of the acknowledgments.
So what's he say?
It just says, Greg, thanks for being a friend kind of thing,
And he's full of hot air.
And maybe that's what... Ah, there we go. Leave it to the drunken sailor to make me understand what that... it was very nice of them to give me credit. Very undeserved. But they're great photos. If you just Google Skyward Bound, a brand new book, it's actually kind of like a children's book.
Have you ever been in a hot air balloon?
I have, yes, absolutely. We did
We did a trip. Actually, Mike, he's not in the studio of Mike and Mark. We went to Australia, and one of the surface interval activities we did was
very cool.
Go up in a hot air balloon and watch kangaroos hop by underneath.
Did he propose?
Oh, boy. All right, we're out of time. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You have the right station?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Yes, you did.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee,
you'll need to piss back off.
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
Whoa, stop right there.
They call him
Dr. Doug.
They call him Dr. Doug.
Call him Dr. Doug.
He's lubing up his stinking glove.
Call him Dr. Doug.
Hold on to your butt.
Oh, what? What the? Oh, boy. All right, so that's the song that the Drunken Sailor did for our special guest today, Dr. Doug Ebersol. And I apologized a couple times already, so hopefully that was enough. But that evidently is the remix. Is that what that was, Drunken Sailor?
Yeah, my agent just told me that.
Okay, well... I
don't remember okaying that to remix, but I guess they did.
Yeah, okay.
What category for the Grammys does that go under?
The category of awesome.
If you say so. I don't know. Jerry the Diver Guy seemed to like that quite a bit. Jerry, what do you think? Is that number one with a bullet? Would you go out there and buy that on iTunes if it was available, or... Or would you go, like, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure all the local hospitals is going to be playing it in the elevator.
Well, I don't know. You know, Dr. Doug doesn't want to scare his patients away or scare him into cardiac arrest.
That's what he uses to have return patients.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess it is a way to ensure business is good for years to come.
My biggest fans are hearing implant recipient candidates.
Okay. I don't know what to
those who cannot hear.
Oh, that's what you mean. Hearing impaired.
I think it'd be better for us in the procedure room where the patients are asleep. So that'd
be a way to wake them up or induce nightmares, maybe? It could be. It's definitely not to the same level as a scuba cowboy, but I don't know. At least he tried something, I guess.
Maybe Pup could get the rights and kind of rewrite that.
Yeah, well, it definitely needs something. I would just chuck it and start over. You hear what I'm saying? Scuba Cowboy? I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. I think we're shooting for two different categories here, too, Drunken Sailor, because I know yours is in the what they call the custom rock category, or for short, we call it a croc.
Ah, there you go.
Good one.
Yeah. That was, actually.
Does the fun ever start?
Oh, just be quiet. Let's talk diving. I want to get back to Dr. Doug's diving adventures because he's a rebreather diver. He loves doing some cool stuff. You instruct people on that as well, right? You're a rebreather instructor for KISS rebreathers?
Right. I teach anywhere from open circuit through Trimix and rebreathers both on the KISS units and on the JJ closed circuit rebreather through full Trimix as well.
Nice. So you obviously dive quite a bit because you know it ended up you were diving last week. Where in Blue Grotto? Is that where you were?
I was in Blue Grotto yesterday.
Yesterday. Wow.
At Pompano a couple weeks ago. Carol and I have been fortunate enough to. We have a kind of a travel around the world with as well.
Yeah. And where do you guys go?
We've been lots of different places. We've been everywhere from the Philippines and Palau and Yap and Australia and French Polynesia and Fiji and Papua New Guinea, a lot of South Pacific stuff.
Yeah, you're doing
and
that?
And all of the Caribbean as well.
Like, what, once a year or a couple times, a few times a year, or how often are you getting out there to those crazy ones?
It varies. We usually try to do one or maybe two big trips a year, which would be, you know, out to the somewhere out like Palau or to the Philippines probably once a year, and then another kind of Caribbean trip or something like that.
And that would be rebreathers too?
It varies. We've done some rebreather trips, and most of it's open circuit. Last time we went to Misul Eco Resort, which is in Raja Ampat, last April, we had six of us on rebreathers, and then the rest of the group was just open circuit.
Now, that's the one that with the rooms out on the water, right?
Right.
Yeah, I saw that in the movie that Howard and Michelle Hall filmed for IMAX
exactly
a few years ago. And
it's all made from driftwood.
Is it really?
Yeah, they didn't cut any trees down.
It looks so cool. I took my crew there to see the premiere of the movie when they were having it here in Orlando, and they said, "Greg, we want to go there," and I haven't been.
It's phenomenal diving. It's a wonderful location. The people and the food and everything else is great. However, it's a bear to get to. We started our iPhone timer just for grins when we left the Tampa airport, and we stepped foot on the dock at 61 hours.
Youch.
Greg, could I ask Dr. Doug a question?
Okay, Bubble Boy.
Have you done any high altitude diving at all?
I have not.
Because I know this great little place down in Chile.
Oh, there you go.
Lake Titicaca.
There you go.
Oh, boy, really? Really?
There.
Been skiing in Chile. Never been diving in Lake Titicaca.
Okay. Okay.
He has been to Roger's Armpit, though.
Uh-huh. I don't think that's the name of the place.
That's the place of the driftwood. Roger's Armpit.
No. What is it called again?
Raja Ampat.
Indonesia.
In Indonesia. Okay. Yeah. And what are they?
Forgive the slip.
Well.
What about pig diving with off Suma?
We've done that. Yeah.
Oh, you heard about the pigs though? They had
a lot of them died.
Yeah. They're not sure what happened, but they think some people fed them the wrong type of food or something.
A pig diving, they don't do well underwater.
Oh, shush! That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about
bacon for everybody.
The swimming pigs in Staniel Key in the Bahamas. They had like eight or so of them die last week.
Exactly.
And which is tragic. I mean, thank God they got more of them. I guess there's like 20 or 25 or something from what I read online.
Always more diving pigs.
Well, good. It is something you got to mark off the list. You got to behold this to believe it. Have you seen that, Casey?
No, but I've seen drunken sailor dive. It's kind of the same thing.
No, it's not. It's totally different. It's actually an experience you'd like to have.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
Yeah. I did a trip with Jim Abernathy there doing the Oceanic White Tips, and then we went over to Staniel Key for that. One girl was on the trip for the second year in a row, and for the second year, she really wasn't there for the white tips. She was there for the swimming pigs.
Yes. I've only done it once, but
I have seen a special. These aren't the pigs that like drink beer, right? These are a different pig.
No, that's actually in they have the drinking pigs in Fiji.
Oh, okay.
There's drinking pigs all over the world.
I thought maybe it had something to do with them swimming.
I thought you were talking about drunken sailor. You're talking about real pigs.
Well, pigs, drinking, drunken sailor, all kind of lumped in there. So
that's about the kind of same experience, actually, to me. But the swimming
pigs.
That's
me, pink and lovable.
Yeah, okay, if you say so. The swimming pigs in Staniel Key in the Bahamas, though, is quite remarkable to see them swim out from the... from the beach there and come out to these boats. It's like, what the heck are they doing? And all of a sudden you see this big 200-pound pig swim right up to the vessel. It is mind-boggling to see that they can swim so well, first of all.
So I have to know, why are they swimming out
to the vessel? Well, because the boats evidently fed them back in the day, and the pigs learned to swim out to the boats.
Oh, the fishing boats used to.
Well, the sailboats would just come in there, and they'd throw an apple or something, or, carrot or whatever. And what has happened here last week, evidently, I guess over the years, people have gotten a little bit more irresponsible about what they fed them. And somebody fed them something last week, and it killed like eight of them. And the government's up in arms because this has turned into a huge tourist attraction for that area now. And so they're almost like... an attraction that the Bahamas can promote, especially Staniel Key. I mean, Staniel Key there's nothing there. It's a very small little island place.
Maybe they'll bring one of the pigs to Dima next year.
Well,
we could have a junkanoo party with a pig.
I have a feeling people would want to eat it.
Oh, sorry. We'd have to keep drunken.
It wouldn't be the same.
Might as well bring a pig. We already have a boar.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Charlie Buffet.
Okay. But I don't know what they fed the pig, but they are talking about regulating the swimming pigs in Staniel Key now because of that incident. And what that means, I don't know, but they may put in rules that you can't just go over there and feed them at your whim. How they police that, I don't know. You know, and what is the proper food to, you know, feed a swimming pig? I don't know what that is either. I know when
I've never
we did
heard
it.
Of a pig having a problem eating anything.
Well, that's that's true. But
they will
I mean,
eat literally everything under the sun.
You know, there might
each other.
Well, there might be.
I think there
things.
Must have been evil involved.
I don't think it was intentional. No. If not from what I read, it sounds to me it's like you know feeding what you don't feed a dog chocolate or something. And there are certain things that certain animals
Maybe
can't digest
threw
properly.
Out some fizzy pops.
Yeah, but not a pig.
I don't know. Ask the drunken weird. Sailor.
It was Pop Rocks and Coke.
What doesn't
Pop
set
Rocks
well with,
and Coke? Yeah, maybe it was what's the mint? Mentos and diet soda.
Well, drunken sailor, is there anything you would eat that would be bad for you?
15 minutes.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, I was what I forgot.
Hey, where the pigs are swimming, is the visibility muddy?
What, because of the poo, you mean?
Because of the pigs.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Party, party, party. So come on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh.
Yes, it is a party on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and it will continue into the evening tonight because we are headed over to Seminole Scuba. That is a local dive facility here in Orlando. And they have invited us over to, celebrate
the
their
fools.
Open house. Fools, nothing.
They're fools. They don't know what's coming.
Oh, they yes, they do. because we have a trip or a couple trips to Bimini to give away, thanks to the Neil Watson, the dive god.
Are we leaving
crew.
Drunken Sailor in the gutter out in front of your house?
I didn't tell him about the Drunken Sailor part of things, but I told him I'd bring plenty of prizes to offset the
inconvenience.
Exactly. The shenanigans that we will bring to their party. But it's
there's a Chili's right behind there. I'll meet you guys there.
Okay.
At the bar.
At the bar or at the dumpster? It might be at the
bar.
Okay. Well, yeah, we actually are bringing a couple bottles of our mermaid rum over there, thanks to Natalie and Kevin.
That stuff is excellent.
Yes, Casey went on a mermaid rum run and brought it over to the studio, and we are going to transfer some of this concoction, the special elixir, to the party for the festivities.
Elixir of the divers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is happening tonight, and we're going to record a couple segments for the next week's show there at the party, and let everyone know what's going on. They're actually a brand new Patty Development Center in Orlando. So who knows? CJ and Bubble Boy might get them over there, and they might have to do some continuing education. We might have to do that, or maybe they'll see Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor.
CJ will pick that right up. What a sharp fella he is.
You think? I'm not so sure about that.
Just a great, great guy.
But they could take you and maybe like as a charitable case or like a special case, special needs type of...
Casey? Casey's fine.
No, I'm talking about you. Yeah, if you dry up enough, maybe we could actually get you certified to dive.
I'll be sampling... Handling and sampling of the mermaid rum.
You will not be touching that. So that's what we have.
I talked to the doc. There are bottles involved in rebreathers. None of them are rum bottles.
Hmm.
And for that reason, I'm out.
Well, that's just not smart. We have that going on. It's going to be a fun time at Seminole Scuba. You can Google it, or it's seminolescuba.com. Find out everything you need to know about this fine dive center in Orlando. And we'll cover it accordingly on next week's show. And then, Sunday, we'll take a nice leisurely drive down to the Florida Keys to dive with Captain Slate. And I'm on my first dive since open heart surgery. I'm really, really looking forward to that. The weather looks perfect. It's like 80 degrees and sunny Monday and Tuesday. 10-mile-per-hour wind, so depending on what part of the what direction they're coming out of might affect things a little bit, but not enough to matter. As long as we can get wet, that's all it'll matter to me. You know what I mean? And we'll get back in the water and just have some fun.
We've told Captain Slate not to tie the anchor around your foot, so
yes.
You're actually doing diving, not just splashing.
True. This will be a real dive. Not to diminish my pool dive in Vegas at my 4-month mark there and at the DEMA show. But
how many mermaids you got going on this trip?
There's CJ, there's Mark and Mike.
I said mermaids.
Well, I mean, I don't want to discriminate.
I mean, I was sitting up here in the suite of your studio here. I noticed you have this little red button, and it slings many bottles of rum out to the mermaid pool. I kind of like that feature.
Oh, that was that was the wrong button. You should not have pushed that, because that activates my monkey heart. And
those monkeys get offended over that.
Yes. So, they replace part of my heart with a monkey heart, and when you do that,
it's a baboon.
I would suspect if that's true, Greg, it was one of the Nevis monkeys, right? It could have been,
but regardless, you don't want to do that.
Just because it would be more compatible with your already pickled organs.
True.
Four minutes, 15 seconds.
But, at least they didn't hit anybody with that one. So don't press that button. That's not a good plan there, Casey.
I thought you said rum, not rear end.
He didn't answer the question, did he?
No. No, he did not.
Dodgeball.
What question? What?
He asked you how many mermaids are going to be on the trip.
As far as the Keys, I'm not so sure. Anything could happen last minute.
I'm out.
Captain Slate has his daughter, Sky.
You did say Dry Martini was coming, so he'll probably have a couple with
him.
Walt D. Martini?
Very possible. Now, there is rumors at Seminole Scuba tonight that there are going to be some mermaids in training.
What? I think there should be a mermaid competition.
Well, that is what they're planning. They asked me to bring the tails.
Talent or swimsuit?
Well, they're going to have people
try on.
What are
you going to do to their tails?
Well, they're going to put on the mermaid tail. They're going to audition as a Scuba Radio mermaid, and the best one is going to win potentially a trip to Bimini with Neil Watson.
I understand for any mermaids that might be listening that those tails look best if they're on by themselves.
Well, there are also categories in the in regards to they're not necessarily females. They're going to be guys. Whoever's willing to put a mermaid tail and post it on Facebook.
Jungin said, I'm with you. I'm out.
I was just about to volunteer to judge, but now I'm out.
3 minutes.
Bro. Yeah, no, it's less than Greg. Our timer's off. Dr. Doug, thank you so much.
Wrap it up.
Thank you. Look forward to diving with you on Monday.
Absolutely. And I apologize one more time for your visit in the studio. Yeah, we got a big plans over the next few days. You'll hear all about it next week. Till then, I'll leave you with this as always. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Downward weather.
Oh, we even got alarms. Nice. Safe diving, everybody.
That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we get lucky.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.